This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone is Christina Mossgraber from NAMI Rochester. It's been a while since we talked. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to reconnect.
Yes. So glad you are here. You know, NAMI, you guys are celebrating a decade now with your walk and everything here in Rochester. Over a decade, right?
Yeah. We had our 10th year last year in May. It was our first time since 2019 being in person. It was bigger than better than ever. And we actually just started planning for our 11th year, which will be May 20th this year. So we're hoping for even bigger and more fun.
I love it. Something to look forward to in the middle of winter here, you know,
yeah,
in the springtime.
Right.
But hey, NAMI, for folks who aren't familiar, tell us about NAMI. What is NAMI?
So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, national being the first word. We're part of a national organization of affiliates all over the United States that provide support groups and classes and all kinds of community education and advocacy to people affected by mental illness. It was started by a group of moms very organically looking for support for their kids. And now 40 some odd years later has grown into this incredible organization, still very grassroots, but really rooted in helping people find support, find resources. And, you know, quite frankly, especially, you know, through the pandemic, a lot of people have found mental health touching their lives in ways they never thought that they would.
Yeah, we're hearing that more and more, sadly, because, you know, we were siloed away from each other for so long and everything.
Exactly.
But yes, you guys have a lot of people reach out then?
We do. I mean, we were busy before the pandemic, and we're busy now, and we're trying very, very hard. You know, we're growing exponentially, and actually grew through the pandemic, which a lot of organizations, unfortunately, kind of went the opposite. But you know, we were hearing needs from the community, and we still hear those needs, and so we've been doing our best, especially these last 2 years, to really meet the needs of the community and try to meet people where they're at.
Christina, you guys are part of that national organization, but you're right here in Rochester, NAMI Rochester, right downtown and accessible for folks that need to reach out, which is wonderful.
Yeah, we're our main office is located at Village Gate on the Village Gate campus. And, you know, the best way to reach us is through our website, through our phone, through our email, our groups. You know, we've tried really hard again to offer some groups in person. We're keeping some online. We have, you know, classes for people who want to learn more about mental health. But the really cool thing that we've started doing, especially recently, is we have journaling groups, and we have yoga, and we have other really cool ways to take care of your mental health, because we know that we have to take care of our mental health, like our physical health. And we want people to know that, not wait for a crisis to reach out. So we're really trying to, you know, be creative, too, in the ways we talk about mental health.
Yeah, being proactive. And I know, sadly, we hear about mental health cases that have bubbled to the brink in the news. It seems like almost every day now. The fact that you guys are trying to be proactive and help people way before something like that would even think of happening is great, I think.
Yeah, well, thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred. And, you know, I think not only are we, you know, trying to be creative and help people, but we're also trying really hard to, as I put it, really give people resources to build their mental health toolbox. So, you know, being out there in the community, we have a really great resource card we hand out in the community. It's also available electronically on our website. But just, you know, saying to people, hey, you know, we all have mental health. You never know when your mental health might be struggling or challenged, or someone you love, you know, it might be struggling. So let's build up all our resources now, so when there might be a crisis, you're, you know, really well equipped to handle it.
That is part of the problem that you're trying to bridge there, right? Maybe somebody knows, hey, my brother or my kid or something is not doing well, but what do I do? You're in that panic mode at the moment, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you think about any kind of, you know, medical emergency, because, you know, mental health, physical health, it's all, you know, our body is all one. Think about any kind of, you know, struggle or emergency, it's panicky. You know, you want to make sure you have your resources in place, know who to call, know where to go or what to do. And especially, too, with mental health and mental illness, you want to know what to say. So that's a big part of, too, what we really try to help people learn about, educate people about, is the language to use and how to really have that conversation with folks when they might be struggling.
So important, because you're saying a lot of times, you're not educated about it. So you say something and it turns them in or shuts them down more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, Ed. You know, like We talk a lot with people about, you know, using I statements, right? Instead of saying like, oh, you know, wow, you're not yourself lately. What's going on? What's wrong? And really kind of, you know, making it blame and putting it on someone, you know, saying something like, hey, wow, I've noticed, you know, you don't seem like yourself. I'm really concerned. I'd like to talk. You know, really, again, putting it on saying, you know, what you've noticed, how you feel, and really staying out of that judgment and being empathetic towards a person who's struggling.
But you don't think about it, right, in the moment, but, like, it's all how you present it and everything. And we are talking with Christina from NAMI Rochester. She's the chief operating officer, and talking about all the things that you guys offer, the classes, the education, the support groups. Something that I noticed seems to be coming up more too is children dealing with all of their mental health issues in this post-pandemic world too. Are you guys seeing more of that as well?
Yeah, we absolutely have, and just in the, you know, the conversations we have, and the target population that we serve at NAMI Rochester is 18 plus with our groups, but we do work within different circles with schools and different groups that affect, you know, our young people, and in just our, you know, our conversations with folks, we're hearing more and more about struggles that young people have, again, based on the pandemic. You know, social media is a big factor, but not having the right coping strategies, you know, unfortunately, all the things we know about. But one of the things that I find heartening is the fact that it is getting talked more about in schools. You know, I love hearing about schools actually talking about mental health and suicide prevention. That's a big, you know, push that we have is talking about it and making sure kids, too, are equipped with the right resources and the language when they might be struggling or see someone struggling, you know, how you get that help and don't hide from it.
And I'm wondering, Christina, you know, I got involved with NAMI Rochester 11 years ago. My mom has dealt with depression over her life, and she had an attempted suicide 11 years ago. So I helped you guys out with a walk way back when and
yeah,
been involved
remember.
Ever since. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I'm wondering, you know, because it feels like the tides have changed a little bit since back then when this really came to the forefront for me personally. You know, back then we were all talking about trying to end that stigma of it. And now, like you're saying, there's more conversation, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely more conversation. And I will say, you know, there definitely is still a lot of work to be done on changing people's views and attitudes and, you know, again, really changing that stigma that's been there. But the great thing is there's more and more people championing the cause too, you know, because that's what we need. When anytime you're trying to make a change, you need people that are going to really champion it and get behind the cause, you know, and more and more people are saying, you know what, mental health needs to be treated just the same. It doesn't make someone different or weak or a bad person or, you know, all those stigma words that have gone along with it for so long. So there's definitely change afoot, and it's, you know, it's sometimes feel like it's happening at lightning speed. And sometimes it feels like you're pushing a boulder up a mountain, but we just got to keep going, you know, one day at a time and, you know, keep having the conversations and raising awareness.
And tell me, Christina, a little bit more about some of the programs that you have. I know you guys have, you know, Bridging the Gap and your suicide safety for school staff and all sorts of what. Tell me about the one that you're most focused on right now.
I'm so glad you checked them out and you can speak to them. I so appreciate when people do that. And we do have so many programs and so many things that we've, you know, grown and created. And I would say, you know, the one thing that we really, you know, it's funny to try to pinpoint a focus area, but one thing we're very passionate about and have been seeing more and more of is mental health conversations in the workplace.
Mm.
And we partner with lots of really great companies, you know, some that are tiny and some that have thousands of employees. And we have a program called This Is What Mental Health Awareness Looks Like. And that's essentially an introductory conversation for people to learn about mental health, mental illness, warning signs, what to look for, how to have the conversation, suicide prevention. It's a 90-minute workshop, and my colleague and I come out and do it with, again, you know, small groups, large groups, we hope for a group of 10 or more. But it's just a really great way to open that door and have that conversation. And that's really our flagship and workplace conversation. And it's really, again, grown over the last year especially. So they're all, you know, I think all of our education programs are fantastic. But I'd really say, you know, seeing that change in workplace conversation, again, especially post-pandemic where people are still trying to figure it out. We're all trying to navigate it on a daily basis, and really supporting, you know, employees' mental health is so important.
And so if somebody's listening and they maybe they're a manager at their workplace or they own the business and they want to get you guys involved, they should just reach out on the website or phone.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is the most efficient. I mean, phone is totally fine, too. We actually literally just published a request form, so a training request form on our website. You can, you can reach out through the phone or the info box that's listed. But if you're interested in learning more about a training and talking to our program staff about a training, you can just go to NAMIROC, which is NAMIROC.org, and look for that training request form and fill that out, and we'll be in touch.
That's fantastic. And again, just go to the website, the NAMIROC.org. And Christina, I'm wondering too, if somebody is in crisis or they think they've got a family member or friend that's getting close to that, best to reach out to you guys first again, and then you'll connect them with somebody locally, with behavioral health or 211 or one of the other folks locally?
So excellent question. I would say if somebody is in a real crisis, to reach out to 211.
Okay.
211 Lifeline, because we're not a crisis service per se. I mean, certainly we'll help people navigate to that. But the best way if somebody is in a crisis is to reach out to 211 Lifeline, which is 24/7 anonymous. And I always remind folks, you don't have to be in a crisis. You know, if you're up and you're just like maybe worrying at 2 a.m. and you're, gosh, I just can't navigate this, I can't sleep, give them a call. That's what they're there for. You know, they're trained counselors and, you know, maybe it'll help get back to sleep and avoid a crisis. So it's an incredible resource. There's 988, which is the National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Line. Lots of other great community resources, again, we can connect folks to, but it's really awesome to have those 24/7 resources locally as well.
100%. And we are talking with Christina from NAMI Rochester. Of course, in this post-pandemic world, we've all gone through a lot of stuff over the last 2 or 3 years, certainly with the pandemic, and really trying to focus the conversation back to, like you said, mental health and mental health wellness, and just trying to be more aware of it and all that. And I'm wondering, too, if somebody's listening and they want to get involved, are you guys accepting volunteers and stuff like that again?
Yeah, we are. We're super fortunate to have, we're a small, small but mighty staff of incredible people. And we also have a great, wonderful, incredible group of volunteers. And, you know, volunteers help and support NAMI in a lot of different ways. So same thing, the most efficient way would be to go to our website and click on the volunteer form. So we're trying very hard to make it as easy as possible for folks to find us and to get involved.
That's fantastic. You know, you guys have so many services that you offer, and a lot of times I feel like it can be complex, right? If you have a family member or a friend that's in a bad place right now and everything, it's not just their mental health. A lot of times it can affect their employment or maybe even legal situations, and you guys still help with, like, mental health court and that?
Yep. So we're still involved in mental health court. We still go down and help folks out that are mental health court get connected to us. If there's other things we can help with, you know, we're always there on Monday morning, mental health court. We have some after graduation programs we're going to be initiating. And we're just, again, really working hard to see where we can help people. And what I always tell folks, too, is, if you call us and we don't offer it, group-wise or class-wise, we'll help point you in the right direction. And I always, again, defer to 211 because they have so much information and so many resources. So if you can't reach us right away or when in doubt, try 211. And they do the same thing. They send people our way as well. So we all work together to get people what they need.
And there's something new that I wasn't aware you guys are doing, Christina, and that's the NAMI Homefront with veterans and their families. Can you tell me what that is?
So Homefront is a program for veterans families. It's offered online, and it is a program for families of veterans to learn how to support them as best they can. We know that veterans, especially combat veterans after they've come back, have a very different set of needs sometimes than someone who may not have experienced what they've experienced. And so there is also on the website, it's brand new, a whole bunch of resources that you can download for families and for the veterans themselves. So that is also, if you go to our website, it'll link you right up with that, and it'll link you right up when the next online class is available as well.
Excellent. Yeah, I know we've talked with the folks at the Veterans Outreach Center and other veterans organizations, and they say that, them being able to connect with other veterans and folks that understand what they saw and did in combat is critical.
Yes. It absolutely is. I mean, you know, veterans and anyone, you know, who's been involved in situations that require, you know, someone who has been there, you know, anything where, whether it's, you know, a veteran or someone who's gone through the legal system or different, you know, types of trauma, having someone who can say, you know, I've experienced that too, and I'll walk with you. There's just something really, really sacred about that.
You've got me excited for the walk that's coming up. Love to support you guys with that in Maine, everything.
Awesome.
Yes. Are you guys working on any other, brewing up any other events over there?
So the walk will be, because, you know, once the new year hits, it's walk season.
Right.
Walk season is, you know, kind of the whole thing. But we do, as I mentioned, you know, lots of, we have a journal cafe coming up. And again, you can see all this on our website, or if you follow us on social. Our handle is NAMI Rochester NY, Instagram and Facebook especially. Instagram is just, like, our team is fantastic. But we have that coming up. We also, one thing that's really exciting and has grown, especially in this kind of, like, reopening world, is we have lots of partnerships with different local artists and other local fitness studios. So we've got an event coming up with, like, Best Best. There's a journey ride coming up with Compass Cycle. So it's always really, really cool to partner with people to raise awareness as well. So whereas, you know, the walk will be our big focus fundraiser-wise, there's also lots of other, you know, different third-party ways, and then other, again, like journal or yoga, you know, classes, ways to get involved and come out and support mental health and support NAMI.
You know, it's near and dear to my heart, like I've said, because of my mom, but a great organization. And the services you guys provide are free of charge, correct?
Yes, they are free. All of our support groups are free. There are some costs that are associated with corporate trainings. But, you know, those are things we can talk with people about, negotiate, because we always want to make things accessible to people. But as far as any of our support groups, any of our yoga offerings, journal classes that we offer to the community, those are all offered at no cost.
That is absolutely fantastic. Come on, it's not too early. I know it's January, but not too early to start thinking about making a team for the NAMI Walk,
right?
Or if you're a business, getting a sponsorship, right?
That's right. May 20th is going to be here before we know it. So.
I know. Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad things are going well over at NAMI. And of course, if you're listening, you want to get involved volunteering, making a donation, or maybe you need help or you know somebody that might need some assistance, just go to their website. It's NAMIROC.org.
If anything, you know, to always, you know, bring home that point of, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with you if you're struggling. There is, you know, it doesn't make you any less than. And please, you know, for folks listening, if you need help or someone you love needs help, please, please reach out. It's the strongest thing that you can do.
Christina, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, Ed, thanks so much for having me. It's great to reconnect.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.